It's said to be the fastest growing sport across the U.S. and is quickly getting rooted in places across the globe. Pickleball is a cross between ping pong, badminton, and tennis, and uses a wiffle ball. That's a plastic ball with holes in it, and that's why some call it puka ball. We take you out to Kapiolani Park, where pickleball diehards are tearing up the courts. This month marks a year for fledgling clubs that are spreading the pickleball fever. I'm here at the Diamond Head Tennis Courts. It's the final day of what's said to be the largest senior tournament for pickleball. John Komisarek is helping to referee at this USA Pickleball Association-sanctioned event. He says for him, it was love at first sight.
I was in the Villages in Florida, one of the largest retirement communities, with my parents. They went back and heard the ping-pong-pong of the ball, looked over the fence, saw 100 courts full, and became addicted immediately. They invited me to play, played for a week straight after that, and came home and fashioned 4 paddles. My kids and I played for 2 years straight after that.
Heifata Orta organized the senior tournament. She's the spark plug behind Hawaii Pickleball Oahu.
Tell us about the sport. I mean, why is this different from tennis?
Well, it's on a smaller court, and it uses a little wiffle ball. And there's different types of paddles. There's graphite, composite. There's even wooden paddles. But the paddles range from like $10 to almost $150. So it's preference. But like any sport. So it's really a cheap sport to play, and it's really fun.
And is there an advantage of playing this over tennis?
Well, you don't run as much, so it's great for seniors and also for the youth. It's just a fun sport. It's more of a social fun sport. Yeah, and everybody, you can laugh at each other. It's just fun.
It can be as competitive as you want it to be.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terry Chu flew in from California to compete. He's seeding the sport in the San Francisco Bay Area.
In my area, I'm growing the sport at the high school, so I'm bringing the sport to the high school, trying to teach high school students to play. Like I said earlier, it's an all-inclusive sport, so everyone can play, and I mean everyone. Even individuals that may have a handicap can still play this game. There's rules for individuals who are wheelchair-bound, so they can play too. So it's such a fun sport. The most exciting thing about it is the socialization aspect. I get to meet individuals like yourself, all because of pickleball.
And so it's all ages, young and old.
All ages, young and old. What other sport can you play? Maybe ping pong, but even ping pong's hard, where you can play, grandma can play with grandpa, grandma can play with their grandkids, the kids can play with mom and dad, aunties, uncles, everyone in the family can play. It could be a church social. It could be a picnic for a family get-together. All you need is a spot that's maybe 44 feet long by 20 feet wide and a portable net. And you bring chalk and you can make your own lines and play anywhere in your own driveway.
Were you a tennis player before?
I was a beginner tennis player back when I was a youngster in college. But I was never got into the sport. When I played this game, I fell in love with it immediately.
So is there some pushback from tennis players who don't like sharing the courts?
You know, there can be, but if the right people are in place and you work as a partnership, the goal is to get everyone to play, even tennis players. Many of the great players that are coming in the senior age bracket are former tennis players.
So they're converts.
So they can, yes, they are. And granted, there's some individuals, no, I am not going to play that. It's an old person game. It is not. If you ever come out to watch a match, if you see high level play, you will find out that it's not just for seniors. It's for everyone.
Donna Ching and husband Kevin don't like to lose on the courts. Like Terry Chu, they want to grow the sport. That's the mission of the Oahu Pickleball Association.
For the tennis community, it's because the courts were first and foremost tennis courts, and this is part of the park regulations, it being that you use the courts for what it's originally intended. But now, you know, times are changing and we have a new sport. And so how do we go ahead and marry the two in a way that, you know, you have a win-win situation out of it? And I think I think there are definitely solutions that we could go ahead and create for the community, because, you know, the tennis people, we always say, you know, to many people that, you know, you're pretty much one injury away from playing pickleball. And there's many lapsed tennis players that come into the game who aren't so much enjoying it. And it's just given them a new lease on life.
Because it's a shorter or a smaller court?
Smaller court, smaller time frame of how long you play. And it's easier on your body in that way, because you're not taking those long, big leaps. And, you know, in that way, I think you can last a lot longer as far as your endurance level is concerned.
And now you and your husband just won your tournament, your match.
Our match, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about that. Is that good?
So we just played mixed doubles in the 3-5 level, 50-plus. And so the team that we played against is from the Bay Area. And we actually know them, and so it was a really challenging game. They put up a good fight, but we came through at the end.
And then do you advance? How does that work?
Yes, we're advancing on the top level, so we've so far have won two, and we will continue to be playing two out of three until we lose, and then it goes into a consolation round where it's 1 to 15.
Okay.
So we hopefully will just continue on the top side.
But end today?
Yes, it will end today. Okay. Yes.
And is there any prize money?
No, just medal. Pride.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Pickleball pride.
Yeah. I mean, you know, definitely this game attracts so many people from all over the world. We have players here from Canada. We have folks from, you know, the Upper 48. And it's great to see also people reconnect with other players. They've seen them in other tournaments as well. But it's great for Hawaii because, you know, again, this is a large tournament in this size. And for all the volunteers, too, that came through to go ahead and help organize this tournament and the amount of effort, too, that, I mean, it had 9 to 11 months in the planning for that.
Do you have any sponsors?
So they have some sponsors.
Menahuni Water.
Menahuni Water. And there's
maybe Paddle Tech.
Hawaii Dredging.
Yeah, okay.
So there's several sponsors, and people are now getting to know about pickleball, too. So in that way, you know, they're wanting to go ahead and promote the sport because it promotes, again, really healthy living, too, because there's so many ages that can play the sport and for a long time.
And but you just need dedicated courts. That would be great.
It would be awesome to have dedicated courts because in that way we could do a lot more. We really could. And that way we don't have to go ahead and split up the time of how we spend, you know, on this court versus that court. And again, it just allows just that much more play.
And this sport is not just for older people. You know, we're trying to get into the schools. Oahu Pickleball Association is trying to get into the schools and do leagues and things that will help get the younger people involved in it also. Someone said that it took them 21 days to teach someone how to play tennis, where they can teach the same person, 7 minutes, how to play pickleball.
Yeah.
So it's so easy that a lot of people can, you know, get out, get off the couch, stop watching TV, get some exercise in a little bit of time, not a whole lot, maybe an hour.
Right. And is it equipment cheaper than getting into tennis?
It's about the same okay. almost. You know, you get a paddle, can range anywhere from $50 all the way up to $150. Nets, if we had permanent courts, that would be awesome. Then we wouldn't have to worry about a net.
Yeah, okay.
And the balls are cheap. They're like $250, $3 a ball.
And
they last forever.
Hawaii Pickleball, on its way to becoming a forever sport. And to find out more about pickleball or pukeball, you can head to our website and find links to the local groups trying to grow that sport. You are listening to The Conversation at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.